Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. We are here for the Acolyte live reaction. I haven't seen it yet. It's been on the internet for about 2 hours. Let's not waste any more time. Let's get it up, and let's go. If you're listening to the podcast, there's a link in your little podcast catcher. You can watch this on YouTube with the video if you want, or you can just listen along. I'm pretty excited, so let's click. Actually, can you hear me? You can't hear me. Oh, you can hear me now. Can we confirm that I am being heard? Rebecca in the chat is just destroying my life right now. Can you hear me? I hate the delay between the chat and real life. Can hear you, Steel. All right. Thank you, Brett. A trusted voice. All right. Let's watch this.
Close your eyes. Your eyes can deceive you. We must not trust them.
I hate them. Eyes are the worst.
Tell me what comes into your mind.
Ah.
Balance. I see fire.
Ooh. Jedi Matrix.
Someone is killing Jedi. It doesn't make sense.
Ooh.
What happened?
I sensed the darkness.
So many Jedi.
This is about power and who is allowed to use it.
What is that?
Oh! Oh, that's a cool Disney Plus. Well, there you go. And Christian Harloff's done a reaction too. Oh my God. No, we don't want to watch it. Oh my God. Sorry, Christian. It's so weird to watch a trailer that's not based on anything. Like there's no like, oh my God, it's an AT-AT. He's back. But very compelling. What did everyone else in the chat think? I'm just like, it looks good, but there's no but. I just don't, it was just, I guess it's like full on to have it without any like there's no context. It's like watching the Phantom Menace trailer, but at least then we had Yoda babbling along. Here, I'll get it back up here. Video. No. All Rebecca says, when I saw the younglings, I was waiting for an angsty Anakin moment. Angsty Jedis. I'm done with the angsty. I just want, just give me some pure, just Luke Skywalker, total babyface Jedi. This, I like this little bearded. Imagine being that young and having such a good beard. That's the power of the Force, you guys.
Your eyes can deceive you.
I can't believe these are actual real kids that then go to school and now they're Jedis today. Like yesterday they went to school and they're just like, oh, it's Rachel. Today, it's Rachel the Jedi. Oh, one could only hope of such heights for our young.
We must not trust them. Tell me what.
That is so dope. A little Padawan training area. Is that like, if you bust that up against the prequels, is it exactly the same or is it a different room? Have they put in new couches since then? Either way.
Comes into your mind.
Life. Balance. I see fire.
So this fire girl. I don't know. That's just keep an eye on her. That's all I'm going to say. And then Carrie Ann Moss. She is cool. That hairstyle on the dark character, the one that's trying to assassinate Carrie Ann Moss, Neo's friend. They make out. I think they made out in the end, didn't they? At the that bizarre rave that they went to. I am fascinated how that hair is going to be translated into a action figures when they come out in 5 years' time. But,
Someone is killing Jedi. It doesn't make sense.
Someone's killing the game. Ooh. It's weird that the Jedi are all so young. Like, I guess they might be Padawans, but just in my head, when you think of lots of Jedi, I'm thinking beards, guys. I'm thinking lots of beards. Rebecca says, there seems to be more of a color palette being used for the scenery and color character clothing than we are used to in Star Wars. Yeah, I did notice those, even those little boxes down there, you know, the bright blues and stuff. Plo? What does Plo mean? Is Plo Koon in this? Ah, oh, down there maybe?
What happened?
I sensed darkness.
The Wookiee Jedi is... That is weird to me. Is the Wookiee Jedi going to like jump and stuff? Like can they drop a backflip as well? Could they spring off? Imagine the Wookiee Jedi. Imagine, so Return of the Jedi, all flipped. Chewbacca's the Jedi that's being thrown into the pit first. And he does the flip. R2-D2, or maybe in this alternate universe, C-3PO throws it over. Don't know. But and then Chewbacca grabs it, ignites it. Oh my god, it's green. And then backflips everywhere. How agile is this Wookiee?
This isn't about good or bad. This is about power and who is allowed to use it.
Ooh, shadow.
What is that?
That Jedi looks like
what is that?
Like super modern Star Trek or something. This lightsaber going chopping through. So, it's Plo Koon on the right. Oh, okay, looking over. Oh, that's, how old is Plo Koon? So have we not seen the person who's igniting that red saber at the end? That's like someone, like a character we haven't, like that wasn't in the trailer. It's not the assassin. I need some help. That was pretty sick. It's not mind blowing, but I guess the Andor one wasn't either, which makes me, that gets my hopes higher. Nick Hagen says, just me, or does this look much better? Higher quality than Obi-Wan and Ahsoka, especially the lightsabers. It does seem more cinematic than those ones, because, you know, as I say, there's no Star Wars like English Star Wars. Rebecca asks, when is this set in the timeline? Isn't it like 100 years before Phantom Menace? Yeah, so it's at the end of the High Republic, which is the books that everyone's getting into. King Tom here, 75 to 100 years before The Phantom Menace. TPM, as the cool kids say. Brent says, it feels like the scene with the characters with the reflection in the water there at the end of Ahch-To. Oh, it feels like the scene with the character with the reflection in the water there at the end of Ahch-To, where Luke exiles himself to in the sequels. Yeah, that is pretty Ahch-To-y, actually. SkyMonk89 says, it looks like a safe Star Wars bet. I hope the unknown actors really shine or creates a new star or two. All the names of the actors, except for Carrie Ann Moss, because she's in the Matrix, I'm not up to date with. And the character names, I am a total blank on. But, so I can't help you out there. But I didn't watch the bootleg at Celebration, nor was I there. Is it much different? Or was it pretty... spot on? Let us know. Thomas Bolzer says, why is there a ring in the Acolyte graphic? I cannot answer that, but it definitely does have some sort of ring theme. Maybe they're giving a shout out to Star Wars ring theory. You know, Leslie Headland is a big Star Wars fan, so maybe she's having her vote in that once highly topical debate. JG says, ignite the red, baby. His background's red on his avatar as well, very on brand. Brent says, apparently we are going to be getting a trailer on May the 4th on the beginning of The Phantom Menace in theaters, extended trailer or scene from Acolyte. By apparently, where have you read that? Because sometimes people just... wouldn't it be good turns into a news story? Because some people... they have issues with the truth. JG says, Alex and Molly said the first half was very similar to the Celebration trailer and the second half was a bit new. All right, awesome. JG, if you can like go over to their page and get even more insights like this, that'd be fantastic. Star Wars Explained via JG. Tom Chansky says, the tone was the same as the Celebration trailer. I'd say about 60% of the footage was the same. The multi-ignite saber scene was from a different angle. Sal Perales of the Rogue Rebel says, so, Red Blade, are we thinking Sith or not Sith? I just thought Sith because I'm simple-minded in such things. Oh, yeah, Brent says about the extended trailer. Yeah, it could be a rumor, but yeah, it feels right that they might do that. Well, it would be very smart, but I don't know. They resources are tight for such things, apparently. It's like what they did for Andor when they re-released Rogue One. Oh, they had... okay. Well, that's cool. Oh, here we go. The only man who can, who appears to be a stand-up comedian by his avatar... I think the Ring of O of Acolyte is actually showing a light side and a dark shadow. Homme says Red Blade equals Sith-ish or a failed Jedi. Nice. Bit Sith-ish, you know? Oh. This is interesting because... Mundy says they have not been seen in a millennia. What is a millennia, though? Is that 100 years? Sleeper Giant says, ignite the rainbow. Tom Chansky says, Mundy was wrong about everything. Only Man Who Can says, interested to see that the assassin is using a plain old knife when attacking Jedi. Shows she's a bad ass. Doesn't need the vibro blade. Oh, here we go. More thoughts about the O. Brent says, the O splitting in the end of the trailer of Acolyte also represents the rule of two, one lighter, one darker. Well, there you go. And I definitely think this isn't like a lot like Andor, except for episode 10. But it's a watch and do a have thoughts at the end type show. Do you know what I mean? Rather than a reaction show, which The Mandalorian, with all its surprises and such, was a far better like to make a reaction video of. Rebecca, a green cow, chucks in a super chat, so appreciated. $5 for Harry to get a snot block and some musk sticks at the school canteen. Oh, you're right, that they're Australian. You get burgers and dogs over here. But thank you. Homme says, Inquisitors had red blades and were not granted the title of Sith. Same with Asajj. Perhaps a Sith once removed. Oh, it's getting very political now. Brent says the splitting of the O could also represent that one of the Jedi could be the acolyte in training. Everyone's so interested. It's just an O, everyone. Acolyte side or Acho Darks? Oh, that's very good. Zeus says, didn't the recent Vader comic show that Sith had to earn their sabers by killing a Jedi? Stealing their saber and then bleeding the crystal. Could that be why the Jedi are getting murdered? Yeah, but I think there's like a timeline thing of when they set the how long since a Sith's been around, and it overlaps with this, so then it shouldn't be a Sith. But who knows? This, on reflection, I would agree with. The Only Man That Can says, I was hoping that the trailer would make it more obvious that this was a new era. Only those who are already aware of the High Republic would recognize the different aesthetic of the Jedi. I would agree with that as a critique, because like their outfits were a little bit fancier. I, you know, noticed a few extra ruffles and such, and they seem to have like a all belts on, like Tesk, the Kenner figure. I had one, a Tesk here just before, but he's got this. Maybe it's in here. Where's my Tesk? Oh, I dare not get him down from where I've placed him, but the old Kenner figure had this plastic belt, and it looked like they were wearing that. But there was no, like, I don't know. There was nothing really aesthetically, apart from it was more colorful than, like, the Phantom Menace's more, like, washed-out look. Apart from that, there wasn't that much we saw that made it look aesthetically different from 100 years in the space future. Hame says, legal gray areas to skirt the rule of two. We need a mystic space lawyer to chime in. Matthew Raymond, so Steel, what episode are you cameoing in this time? As far as I know, none of this was filmed in California. So Rebecca says, the trailer felt like safe territory for Star Wars. Don't overhype, but enough lightsabers and force to keep people interested. I totally agree with that. We'll give the show a go, but not sold on it yet. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even... I'd be really... I just feel like I've signed a contract that I'm in on every live-action Star Wars. Regardless my level of enjoyment of it, that's like my contract that I have made. Yeah, and some people like that with cartoons as well. But I have not watched every episode of every Star Wars cartoon. Sal chimes in, well, they-eth are around even though the Jedi are unaware. Yeah, but then they have to interact. Like this, like, does that mean that every one of those young Jedi are getting killed because they can't go tell someone about it? Maybe it does, actually. Dark. Brent says, the cool thing is it feels like we're going to be getting a good old-fashioned murder mystery for the Jedi to try solve, which leads back to Jedi Keepers of the Peace. Billy thinks he's seen my logic, and he goes, lol, it's out of our hands. Is the entire group going to be killed? That's what I'm thinking. Spoilers here, guys. Breaking scoops. But they're all dead. So they're all, no, there's no beards lost. No. What was the librarian called? She was so cool. What's the Jedi librarian's name? They made a figure of her or anything. But they're the Jedi I remember. Older, distinguished. Sal from the Rogue Rebel says, they said the show is a thriller. I thought, I misread, as I was reading along, of like, they said the show is filler. No. The opposite, actually. They said the show is a thriller. I'm kind of excited about that. Not too much Star Wars mystery out there. Trail of Shadows was awesome. Was that a book or a comic? Jocasta New. Yes, got an action figure. And it was exclusive to like Entertainment Earth or something like that. Rogue Rebel. Sal says, how do you think this will tie in with the Young Jedi adventures? Nubs. Imagine if the cameo in that first episode is Nubs is on that trip, and then that red saber flies around. It's like, oh, Nubs. He's just going to be Nubs now. Oh, Tom, another good theory. Nubs is the Acolyte. And that story, Trail of Shadows, was a rad film noir comic, according to Sal Perales. I will take your word for it. Hey, that was super, super fun, but the day is young and we must take advantage of it. So I feel like this reaction, God, it did go for 26 minutes. So clearly, it's been
long enough.
So thanks for chiming in. And May, that you should also check out, if you want to watch more stuff, I just put up a new Star Wars Year by podcast, and we're doing 1988. It's on podcast and it's on YouTube now on all the feeds. And it's me and Hawes talking about all the Star Wars news and happenings of 1988. George Lucas drops, I'll give you this little image here. Look at that. You just want to see more of that. Of me and Hawes looking at Yoda, a video camera, and George Lucas just floating in a studio, huh? That's some content, you guys. But thanks so much, and may that force be with you. Where's my balloons? Damn. The little balloon thing didn't work if you were just listening to the podcast. The screen trick. I don't know. The dark side. Oh, looks good.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.